What legacy did Mary McLeod Bethune leave?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
After graduating from Moody Bible Institute years ago, Mary McLeod Bethune established a school now named the Bethune-Cookman University. At her retirement, she had little wealth, but she listed what she could bequeath. She said, "I leave you love, hope, the challenge of developing confidence in one another, a thirst for education, respect for the use of power, faith in God, racial dignity, a desire to live harmoniously with others, and a responsibility for our youth." When Jacob was about to die, his son Joseph took his two sons to him so his father could bless him before he died. We read in Genesis chapter 48 that in preparing to bless Ephraim and Manasseh, Jacob based his blessing on three key considerations. He claimed the covenant God had made with his ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, as well as with himself. He based his blessing upon his own experience of having God shepherd and nurture him all of his life. And he based his blessing upon God's faithfulness in delivering him from dangers seen and unseen. Based on what Jacob believed about what God said and about what he knew from experience, he bequeathed to Joseph's sons an exciting future. He rejected the custom that the older boy should get the greater blessing. He said, God would bless Joseph's younger son, Ephraim, to excel as a leader in his nation. We should ask ourselves, what will we leave as a legacy to our offspring?
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com